This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Barnes.
The suspect believed to have shot and killed a federal judge's son in New Jersey while wounding her husband was reportedly an anti-feminist. Roy Den Hollander, described as a men's rights attorney who raged against women. He was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound hours after the shooting on Sunday evening at Judge Esther Salas' home. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy offering his condolences at yesterday's daily briefing.
Offering my prayers, and I know my colleagues join me, to federal court judge Esther Salas, whose son was murdered and husband seriously wounded in a brazen and cowardly act of gun violence at their home.
Hotspot for COVID-19, Arizona reported its lowest number of cases in the last 7 days, while in Florida they reported another 10,000 new infections. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says President Trump's re-election strategy seems to be aimed at planting distrust in the U.S. electoral system. Speaking on MSNBC last night, Clinton said,
"Try to make it as difficult as possible for people to vote, to have those votes counted, to sow even further distrust in our electoral system."
Clinton responding to remarks that Mr. Trump made on Fox News Sunday when he was asked if he'll accept the results of the November election.
"You don't know until you see. It depends. I think mail-in voting is going to rig the election. I really do."
The NFL now considering canceling all preseason games for the upcoming season. Owners submitting a proposal to the Players Association as the two sides work to better outline safety guidelines during this pandemic. There is no word as to whether the players are going to accept that deal. And this is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Georgia State Senator Nikema Williams is the Democratic Party's choice to take Congressman and late civil rights icon John Lewis's name on the ballot this year. A party committee overwhelmingly choosing Williams yesterday to join the race against Republican Angela Stanton King for Georgia's 5th Congressional District in November. Lewis died on Friday after serving the people of Atlanta for over 30 years. Williams also serves as the chair of the state's Democratic Party. A man was given the wrong lottery ticket, but he's not sorry, ending up with a big surprise, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
A man in suburban Detroit was given the wrong lottery ticket, but guess what? The result? A $2 million winner. The Michigan Lottery said the man stopped at a gas station in East Point, Michigan to put air in his tire. He needed change for the air machine and also asked for a $10 Lucky Sevens scratch-off ticket. He said, "The clerk handed me a $20 ticket by mistake. He offered to exchange it, but something told me to keep it. So I paid the extra, and kept it. The name of the 57-year-old man wasn't released. He decided to take the lump sum of about $1.3 million instead of the $2 million spread out over 20 years.
And longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek's memoir is out today. Trebek announcing in March of last year that he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but he recently said that he's responding well to treatment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is the 56th governor of Missouri. Eric Reitens joins us. Boy, what an ordeal you had here recently there at St. Louis University, Governor.
Yeah, Bill, so good to be on with you, man. So good to be on with you. Yeah, you know, it was just this past week, I was on with Tucker Carlson. We were talking a little bit about what's been happening around the country. And afterwards, I went out with a buddy of mine to grab a piece of pizza. Mm-hmm. We're sitting outside at a restaurant at an outside patio. And we just hear bang. And it starts. And at least 15, maybe 25 shots plus of semi-automatic gunfire going off down the street. We grabbed our weapons. I carry a med kit in my car. Mm-hmm. He jumped in the passenger seat. He's a former Special Operations Fire Department medic. So we rolled right up there and got out and... You know, got the med kit out and started working straight away on the first casualty there. And then there was a second casualty. I moved over to, got a tourniquet on him. The medic showed up, police showed up, fire department showed up, which, as you know, Bill, like just another tremendous demonstration of the courage and common sense of our police officers, our firefighters, our paramedics, our nurses. Everybody did really incredible work. Unfortunately, two lives were lost that night. Mm-hmm. But it's an indication of where we're at as a country. You combine that courage and common sense with the cowardice and the confusion of so many politicians who should be supporting the police and unfortunately aren't. And it wasn't just that night. You know, in St. Louis, the murder rate is up 30%. We've got kids being killed all the time, and we've got to put an end to this lawlessness.
Well, President Trump has called it for what it is. It is lawlessness, just as you said. And just so people understand, Governor Greitens is a former Navy SEAL. So, you know, it's not like he's unfamiliar with gunfire or triaging or offering, you know, immediate medical care. And this is life in Missouri these days as the lawlessness continues to reign, in a lot of us, we see this, Eric, we're seeing this on TV at a distance, but it's a whole other ballgame when it's right there in your zip code, isn't it?
Well, Bill, and just as you said, you know, this is what I would have expected in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Right.
But this is now happening in St. Louis. It is happening in, you know, cities and states around the country. And to give your listeners a sense, I know you've got people tuning in from all over the country. I mean, the block where this happened in St. Louis, this particular street corner is one of the nicest corners in the city of St. Louis. Wow. It's in front of a big, beautiful church where the first casualty was. It's right next to the St. Louis University campus. It is down the street from Powell Symphony Hall, the fabulous Fox Theater. This is a place where I and you and others, if you came to St. Louis, and you were going to see three or four of the most interesting places in St. Louis, and you were going to take your family, this is where you would have taken them in the past.
Wow.
And now these are corners where there is bloodshed, there is murder, because of this lawlessness, because of the lack of support for the police. And that's what we're seeing. And you're right. It's what you hear in Iraq, in Afghanistan. It's what I would have expected as a Navy SEAL serving overseas. But unfortunately, because of this, you know, awful disrespect for law enforcement and these calls to defund the police, this kind of lawlessness, we're seeing it now taking the lives of young people all over the country.
Well, Governor, this has to be especially heartbreaking for you. You're born and raised in St. Louis. I mean, this has been, you know, the center hub for your life and for your family, and you're seeing this lawlessness run rampant. As one law enforcement expert had described it, he said, before, when you had law enforcement in place, it kind of kept the guns locked down a little bit. But ever since, you know, all this defunding movement and all that, I would say the Democrats and these progressives, these Maoists and Marxists that are ruling our streets right now, the guns are, they're now sidearms. I mean, they're out from where they were locked up, and these criminals are running rampant, whether it's in St. Louis, Chicago, New York. I mean, New York tourism is going to take such a big hit, just like what you're talking about right now. I mean, how eager are people want to go to these landmark places in St. Louis when you have these kind of random shootings taking place?
Well, you know, you made a couple of really good and important points there, Bill. I mean, one is we've already had business leaders say they're leaving the St. Louis region. Okay? And it is because of the lack of political leadership, the cowardice that we're seeing. And not only from, like, radical leftists, but also from some Republicans.
Yes.
Who just, you know, out of cowardice and complicity are not standing up against this. And to give, you know, again, I know what's so great about your show, you've got folks who are talking and listening in from around the country. To give your listeners a sense for how this lawlessness really, you know, comes about in a place like St. Louis, it's important to know that the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, and the Circuit Attorney is kind of like the prosecuting attorney for the city of St. Louis, is a George Soros-funded prosecutor. He paid for over 70% of her total campaign. Those are publicly available facts. Anybody can look them up. They've been widely reported on. And the fact is, the radical left is getting what it paid for in her, and their agenda is clear.
Yeah.
You know, when we've had lootings and arson in St. Louis, and she let everyone go with no charges.
Amazing.
Businesses are being burned. We had four police officers who were shot in one night. No one is charged. There were people who were engaged in prayer. They were in prayer in front of the St. Louis Art Museum, Bill.
Yes.
And this group of activists came out. They attacked and assaulted people in prayer. It was on video, and no one is charged.
Amazing.
And retired St. Louis police captain, David Dorn, who was murdered.
Yes, exactly.
And she went, and when you have looters let loose, when businesses can be burned, it sends a very clear message, and that's why she is really the embodiment of the lawlessness of the left. And it's not just a political slogan. I mean, I'm out there on the streets. These are good kids, okay? These two kids who got killed the other night don't have a parking ticket between them.
Wow.
And this is what is happening in communities around the country, because we're not doing what we need to do to support the police. And this isn't really, it's not a partisan issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
These are kids who are losing, and frankly, like, and look, I am a conservative. I am a proud Republican. But we're seeing a lot of liberal craziness, for certain. But at the same time, and that craziness is bad, but you add it with a cocktail, we have some Republicans who are cowardly and complicit and won't stand up. That really makes for a toxic brew.
Without a doubt.
Capable of just destroying a city, man.
Well, as you mentioned, George Soros, but behind Soros is a lot of corporate America funding this, too, because of their globalist goals. We got to go to quick break. We've got more from the governor after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Western Independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us. Governor Eric Greitens continues with us, the 56th governor of Missouri. A one-time Democrat, now a Republican, a proud Democrat and conservative. Governor, these are the times that try men's souls, as we've heard. And the call to all America is a call for courage. I mean, we've got to stand up to the bullies and push back, just like what we learned our first day in kindergarten, if I can say, in the sandbox of life. If you were bullied and you didn't bully back, boy, they owned you for the rest of your school life, didn't they?
Well, Bill, you know this as a Marine. I know this as a Navy SEAL, as a boxer. Right. You have to respond with strength. Mm-hmm. You have to respond with clarity. You have to respond with compassion. But courage and compassion work together.
Exactly.
Without courage, compassion falters.
Mm-hmm.
Without compassion, courage has no direction. You need to bring both of them. And I can tell you, here's what's so tragic about this. When I was governor of Missouri, we defeated Antifa. It was in 2017. We had an incident where St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley had shot and killed a man named Anthony Lamar Smith while he was on duty. And we had activists from all over the country, and Antifa came and they said, we're going to burn Missouri down unless Jason Stockley is found guilty, and you won't even remember Ferguson, et cetera, et cetera. And Ferguson, of course, had happened before
exactly.
I was in office. Mm-hmm. And I went out, Bill, and I met with clergy. I met with police lieutenants, and I said very clearly, here's how it's going to go. I said, everyone has the constitutional right to freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has the constitutional right to freedom of assembly. And we said, if you are out peacefully protesting, you will find that the police officers are out protecting you. But I also said very clearly, throwing a brick through a window is not free speech.
Exactly.
And if you assault a police officer, you are going to be arrested. And with that clarity and a fantastic team, we all came together. And at the end of the day, there were some overturned potted plants and a couple broken windows, and we shut it down. And the fact is, Bill, despite what some on the traditional media will try to push or what the activists will say, this is where 90% of the country is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
We protect everybody's constitutional rights, but we mm-hmm. don't engage in lawlessness in this country. We don't engage in arson. We don't allow looters loose. Mm-hmm. That's not what the people want, and it doesn't serve the people. We need to have people who have the courage to stand up to the mob.
Well, and for those states and cities that have been affected by the mob coming in and burning and looting, in some cases, like in Baltimore, certainly in St. Louis, we have heard that these zip codes are still recovering from something that happened 10 years ago. Is that the case?
It takes a long time to recover.
Right.
It takes a long time to recover. And I think that what folks need to keep in mind is that you'll see this arson and the looting and the burning, and it might be on the news for a couple of days, but this is sometimes people's life's work that they've invested in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right? And of course, you know, as I experienced on Monday night, right, those two young men, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
Okay, and I was talking just a couple hours ago with one of their brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? His brother's gone forever.
Yes.
So these things which pop up on the news for a night or for a couple of nights, they have consequences for the rest of people's lives. And that is why we have to have leaders who
yes.
are willing to stand up with clarity, with courage, compassion to put this to an end. And here's what's hopeful is I know because I did it, Bill, not me mm-hmm. personally, but with a great team of people around us,
mm-hmm.
with the right police chiefs and the right fire chiefs and the right clergy leaders, we brought people together and we created peace. It can be done, but it takes the right kind of courage.
Yeah, without a doubt, right kind of courage and people and policies. This is the thing. I mean, you were a one-time Democrat, became a Republican, and you see the Democratic Party now, how they've sold out to these Marxists and Maoists. I mean, Joe Biden's platform is so dangerous and debilitative. I mean, just what we want to do is go back and enjoy, I say, rather sarcastically, the 8 years under the Obama-Biden regime. I mean, what policies came out of those 8 years that you say they're reproducible and that we want, well, they are reproducible, but dangerously, but why would we want to embrace those policies once again? The middle class was absolutely decimated. Our standing internationally was compromised. Corruption went rampant and almost, I mean, to such a degree that it carried over this alleged peaceful transition of government from Obama to Trump.
Well, it's so important what you're saying. You know, I grew up in Missouri, where everybody, you know, was a fan of Harry Truman, right? And you know, and I grew up, and I was told as a kid, you know, that the Democrats were the people who cared about people. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I care about people. I guess I must be a Democrat. Mm-hmm. But then growing up, and you know, I did international humanitarian work overseas. I worked with Bosnian refugees after the ethnic cleansing. I worked in Rwanda shortly after the genocide. I started to see that it's not just enough to care about people. You have to have some strength along with it.
Right.
I became a Navy SEAL, was honored to serve our country in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Southeast Asia, the Horn of Africa, came home, started my own business. But maybe most importantly, Bill, I saw what was happening to my friends, my fellow veterans who were wounded when they came home. And I saw what the VA was doing to them, you know, and instead of giving these incredible young men and women who were still an asset to this country, instead of giving them a challenge and helping them to get back into their communities and start serving, to start rebuilding their lives, they were handing them drugs.
Yeah.
And I just realized, the government is not an answer here. So I started my own veterans organization, and I realized, as so many people did, that the power of civil society, the power of community, that we have to come together. And it was all of those experiences led me to be a conservative. And it's why now, because of the life that I lived, you know, serving overseas, doing humanitarian work, being in the military, running my own business, all of those things have made me a conservative.
Right.
And it's recognizing that it's the guys, the men and women on the front line who need our leadership. The police officers, the firefighters, they need to know that their governors, that their mayors support them.
Exactly.
And, you know, Bill, when I came back from Iraq, one of the first things that I did, I actually started working with and training police officers, some of them around the country.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what a lot of your listeners probably get, you know, in their gut, but it is nice to know and be reminded of, is that the profession of policing is built on the willingness of our police officers to make hundreds of difficult decisions every week, every night.
Right.
Yeah, you have to decide. Do I pull over and talk with these guys or not?
Well, you're looking at over 300 million connections that police make every year annually. Over 300 million. I mean, that is a lot of contacts with citizens from coast to coast across this great country of ours. And in the midst of that is a lot of risk. Governor, look forward to having you back on. You're always welcome on the show. Appreciate the insight. And really, the rallying cry here is that there has to be a compassion and courage, combined if we're going to overcome, you know, what's happening on the street. Because even these radical kids, as deranged and chaotic as they seem, they need us. They need us to be there to save their very souls, do they not?
Every American needs strong leadership, and we can do this with courage and compassion. And, Bill, I'll look forward to being on with you again, whatever works for you and your audience. Honored to be on with you. God bless you, and Semper Fi, Bill.
Semper Fi. God bless you, Eric. Appreciate it. The governor of Missouri, the 56th governor of Missouri, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
For over 40 years, the Tide Ministry has been sharing the gospel in India through Heart Language Radio broadcasts and helping to make disciples of Jesus Christ through in-person contact with listeners. The recent pandemic-induced lockdown seriously hampered the Tide face-to-face discipleship activities in India, but we praise God that the production and airing of our gospel radio programs in 8 languages continues uninterrupted, and our boots on the ground at our headquarters in Odisha are able to provide listener care through phone calls, written correspondence, and literature mailing. Pray that the restrictions due to the COVID crisis are lifted so that our full scope of community outreach activities can resume, as there are still many who need that personal touch to lead them into relationship with Jesus.
To learn how the Tide Ministry is broadcasting the gospel message and making disciples for Christ throughout India, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect believed to have shot and killed a federal judge's son in New Jersey while wounding her husband was reportedly an anti-feminist. Roy Den Hollander, described as a men's rights attorney who raged against women. He was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound hours after the shooting on Sunday evening at Judge Esther Salas's home. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy offering his condolences at yesterday's daily briefing.
Offering my prayers, and I know my colleagues join me, to federal court judge Esther Salas, whose son was murdered and husband seriously wounded in a brazen and cowardly act of gun violence at their home.
Hotspot for COVID-19, Arizona reported its lowest number of cases in the last 7 days, while in Florida they reported another 10,000 new infections. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we continue to pursue the truth. And, you know, some have suggested maybe we travel where fools fear to tread. But, hey, look, it, we move forward, and because we have guys like Jordan Goodman, and he only knows the truth. And that's why he's America's money answers man himself. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. Stock market, boy, I'll tell you, it is definitely reflecting where we are right now. I mean, well, if nothing else, it shows that the heartbeat of America is still working. You know,
absolutely.
As long as we got that up and down on the monitor, that's a good thing, right?
It's been all up. The market's been just soaring here, basically on the hope, and I would say likelihood, that we're going to get some kind of a vaccine or treatment. We had good news recently with Moderna, with Pfizer, with Merck, with Johnson & Johnson, with AstraZeneca. I could go through a whole series. Every major drug company is working on this, basically, Bill.
Well, you imagine the amount of, you're talking about the amount of money, whoever comes up with it. I mean, this is going to be a windfall. I mean, the race is on for somebody to come up with the formula, right?
Think of the amount of money and brain power that's being put into this COVID right now. It's just staggering. So, yes. Yeah. And it's not as though it's only going to be one solution. As they say, you want many shots on goal, and we hope to shoot many goals here, because there may be different directions that work for some people and not others. So that's what's giving the stock market just a huge boost in confidence. Even the current numbers are terrible. Going forward, looking better in various ways. You still got the Federal Reserve printing trillions of dollars, pouring that into the markets, and that's clearly helping the situation.
Can they not figure out how to turn that machine off?
No.
I mean, even the geckos over there trying to hit buttons and stuff. It just keeps on, you know, the cash is flying out, you know. So
just to give you a sense, the Fed's balance sheet was about $4.5 trillion in early March. It's now about $7.5 trillion. By the end of this year, it'll probably be over $10 trillion is the amount that the Fed Reserve is going to create out of thin air. This is not backed by gold or anything else. This is just money printing. And it's not only the U.S. Fed Reserve. European Central Bank, Japanese Central Bank, Chinese Central Bank, Indian, every one of them are printing money like we've never seen before.
What have the Chinese learned from all this?
That if they take strict measures to close it down, they come back out quicker, and they can be even more aggressive in everything they want to do. I mean, they're just taking Hong Kong, you know, very quickly here, completely going over all the treaties that they signed back in 1997. It was going to be for 50 years. Mm-hmm. They're moving in right now, and I think you're going to have mass migration out of Hong Kong because people there don't want to put up with being controlled by the communists.
And well, they don't want to go to New York, that's for sure.
Yes, they'll go elsewhere.
Send me someplace. Don't send me to New York. I don't want de Blasio.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. There's a major shift going on out of cities into suburbs and even rural areas these days.
Exactly.
We've never seen this. I mean, New York, I saw some recent numbers, Bill. 60% of the retail in New York is either closed or out of business permanently. Sometimes they close up or they, and that's including restaurants and so on. Saks Fifth Avenue is boarded up on Fifth Avenue. I mean, it's like a ghost town.
Exactly.
30% of people are giving up their rentals. Rental prices are plunging in New York and other major cities because people are going out to the suburbs and rural areas. It's a major demographic shift out of high tax, high crime places to lower tax, lower crime places.
Well, especially high crime, speaking of which, our favorite mayor has exacerbated the problem. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, turned the lights off on Broadway. I mean, tourism in New York.
There's no reason to go there.
Yesterday's news. Yeah, unless you want to be mugged.
Well, that's true. That would be a good reason to go there. But Broadway is closed. The museums are closed. The restaurants, for the most part, are closed. The Lincoln Center. I mean, there's just no reason to go to New York right now. And so people are leaving in droves. And that has a lot of implications on the economy. And home prices in the suburbs are soaring. People are going up.
Exactly.
And it's the COVID refugees that are now buying things that they never would have thought they would have done 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last I saw, 300 people a day moving out of New York City.
At least, probably more than that. And I know quite a few of them, actually. They say it's just not fun being in the city with seeing boarded up, looted shops and no restaurants, all the museums closed. Like, why am I here?
Yeah, exactly. Well, people love New York because of the energy. I mean, I fell in love with New York years ago, decades ago, first time I went, because I said, this is my kind of place. It was alive, the energy, the competition, and all that now is being thwarted.
And now it's dead, if it was alive.
Yeah, right.
And other big cities, too. This is true in San Francisco and Los Angeles and other places. People are leaving the city, going for the suburbs. In San Francisco, rents are down 10 to 15% in many cases, and people are going into the suburbs in various cases. So it's a major change. And this relates to what we were talking about before. The Fed pouring money, it's going into the stock market, clearly. It's also going into gold and silver. I mean, gold has soared. It's over $1,800 an ounce. Silver is over $19 an ounce. We haven't seen these almost forever. The last time we had a peak in these was 2011, where gold got up to about 1950. So we're approaching that, clearly going to go through that.
Right.
So it's the Federal Reserve printing money. It's the federal government borrowing money like crazy. The deficit so far this year is $3 trillion.
Yeah.
By the end of the fiscal year, at the end of September, it's probably going to be more like $6 trillion deficit in 1 year.
Yeah, you're going to add on top of it. So we're going to be looking at $30 trillion just
easily
on the top here pretty soon, right?
Easily. And that's why people are going into gold, because they want real money as opposed to phony money
and
fiat currency, which is what's being printed like crazy. So let's just briefly go over some ways people can get gold.
Well, real quick before we move on to is the fact that, with the interest rates being as low as they are, I mean, you cannot put that in front of a guy like Trump. I mean, 0% interest, I mean, he's going to do everything he can to leverage that money, right?
Exactly. And that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
I mean, my son, who works in San Francisco at Airbnb, was living in the city. city. He just moved out to the suburbs. He got a 2.8% 30-year mortgage and was able to finance the house. And he bought it like the day it was on the market because there were so many people clamoring for these kind of things.
Lucky for him. That's great. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's talk
on gold. Yeah, okay. So several different ways. First of all, you can buy physical gold, gold coins, gold bars, that kind of thing. I've got a resource at Money Answers, which is called the Hard Assets Alliance. And you can buy gold coins, gold bars, silver, platinum, all these different things. And there's a bunch of competing dealers that give you the best price at any time, from very small to very large, anything like that. So Hard Assets Alliance.
So if I use your name, I get the Jordan Goodman discount?
You do.
Okay.
You do. They give you an extra gold coin at no extra charge there. Yes.
Cool.
And then on top of that, there's a place called Monetary Metals, where you can not only buy gold and silver, but you can store your gold and silver and earn a 5% interest on it, paid in either cash or paid in gold. How about that? You get paid interest in gold. So that's called Monetary Metals. They use it as collateral for loans to gold dealers and jewelers and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so they're getting 5% interest to you. So normally you don't get interest on gold, but now I've figured out a way to do it. Monetary Metals, and I've got loads of these resources at Money.
So 5% interest off the top plus the
appreciation.
Value, appreciation of gold on top of that. So it's a bonus.
And you've never had that before. Gold has always been just, what is it going, the price of it going up and down. Now, you can just you keep it in storage with them, and they pay you 5% interest on a monthly basis. I mean, it's 5% annual rate, but they pay it on a monthly basis.
Gold is good. I'm telling
you. It is. And silver even more. Silver's had a big move, too.
Amazing.
So you can do that. Then you can certainly buy the GLD, which is the Gold Exchange-Traded Fund, which owns physical gold. SLV is the exchange-traded fund for physical silver, and those have done really well. And then there's the gold mining shares. Probably the easiest for that is GDX, which is all of the gold mining, the big gold mining shares, like Barrick Gold and Newmont and those kind of companies. And if you really want to go for it, Bill, there's GDXJ, which is the junior mining gold companies, much riskier. Maybe they haven't found gold yet, but they're exploring for it in various ways. The thing about gold mining shares is they have a lot more leverage to the price of gold than gold itself. So if gold goes from 1400 to 1800 for a mine, their cost of production is pretty much the same, but they just earn $400 more an ounce. So you see, so their leverage to gold is dramatically higher. So that's why gold mining shares tend to go up when gold goes up more, and they go down when gold goes down. But right now, gold's going up, so I would definitely put some in GDX and GDXJ as well.
Good idea. All right, 40 seconds left. Work from home. Great ideas now, right?
Right. Well, this is the way things are going. There's another resource I've got, which is called FlexJobs at FlexJobs.com. All the jobs that they list are remote. You can do it from home. There's about 1,000 different categories, everything you can imagine. Everything's being done remote today. They do an online interview. In fact, they've got virtual job fairs.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, right here. Where can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from you folks all the time, and glad to help them, Bill.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-501-HIT for more information.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. The journey to equality is more important than ever. One out of four adults in the U.S. have a disability, and this year marks the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, which is a civil rights law that prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in all areas of public life. Kathy Martinez, Head of Disability and Accessibility Strategy for Wells Fargo.
The ADA has allowed people with disabilities like myself to contribute to the economy, our communities, and all aspects of public life, enriching the cultural fabric of this country. At Wells Fargo, we're committed to financially empowering and employing people with disabilities and find value in the talents and perspectives this community brings to our company.
Wells Fargo supports the tenets of the ADA, commemorates its enactment, and is an advocate of equal opportunities for people with disabilities in collaboration with the National Disability Institute. To celebrate the ADA, visit nationaldisabilityinstitute.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Well, you knew it was going to happen in Portland, right? Portland protesters clashing with feds, according to Fox News, as downtown violence escalates overnight. You know this was bound to happen. This is about the rule of law. And it has gotten out of hand in our country today. And by and large, I mean, you got to just consider some common sense here. I mean, when you allow lawless people to run amok, what do you think it's going to lead to? And then I'm sure they were probably empowered all the more after what we heard about the McCloskeys. I mean, that the attorney general there would, the Missouri attorney general would go after the McCloskeys for what? For defending their own property? Really? I mean, this just does not make any kind of sense whatsoever. And this is the thing that I hear over and over, you know, from people going, what is going, well, you know, the thing is so sad, is that just make the conversion here. If it can happen to the McCloskeys, I'm in California. You know, what could happen here? I mean, this is happening, you know, in Missouri, that somebody is protecting their own property. You've got people, I mean, they made it sound like they came through the gate like, well, you know, they just kind of, the gate kind of got in the way. It was just a, you know, kind of a minor deal. Look, when you are destroying property, that's called breaking and entering. But I guess in Missouri, they have some sort of, you know, soft term that makes it so genteel and somehow acceptable. Does that make sense? You know, this is absolutely ludicrous. But again, who is bringing this to us? Who's allowing this to happen? And this is what we have to see with our eyes wide open. Trevor Loudon, who's going to be on again a little bit later on this morning, has been saying for years, I mean for years, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't mean just three or four, he has been saying this for quite a while, I think for at least a decade and a half. Then he's been on the show many times and has warned us, said, look it, the Democratic Socialists are amongst us. They are here full throttle, and look at their exercise right now. They could care less. They're not doing anything about this law in disorder or lawlessness in disorder. If anything, they're almost like they're cheering it on. And, you know, listen to what Nancy Pelosi has been saying, or Chuck Schumer, or anybody on the left, even Joe Biden. I mean, crickets. You know, just keep me in the Biden. Keep me down here in the basement. And let me know when this is over, and then I'll come in and save the day like I'm the champ, you know, and because of me, it all worked out. Really? I mean, this is what you want to put your vote in, and rest assured that the Democrats would just sit there and watch. I mean, they're like Nero. I mean, they all might as well just have a fiddle and just be, you know, plinking on their fiddle while America is burning here. And all they've got to say is, oh, my goodness, the feds are moving in. You know, we've got all this pushback against lawlessness. Well, you know, this is what it comes down to. I mean, if you want law and order, you've got to preserve law and order. And what's happened in Portland and what's happened in the other cities across the country is law and order has been cast aside. I mean, people are ignoring it. At whose expense? You know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the rest of the Democrats and these Democratic mayors and governors and all that, they, you know, hey, look, they've got their security guard. They're protected. But it's we, the people, the everyday citizen that's on the street that's being ignored and allowing, you know, these groups to come in and the damage that they're doing. This isn't something that's going to be fixed in a couple of days, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is devastating what's going on in Portland, what happened in Missouri, what's happened in New York. This is going to take decades to correct. And all it took, look at in the matter of time that it took, several weeks, and you've got right before you the destruction of America. You've got businesses. I mean, here it is, the president and the pro-business supporters here in our country who have been encouraging businesses to come back and to open up. And there's been, these community opportunity zones that Tim Scott has been pushing and others, you know, to help low-income minorities, to help them out and get involved in the business world. And some people have gotten involved, and how many of them have been greatly discouraged because here it was, their dream was finally going to be realized, and now for a few radicals who have done this, they've burnt, they've looted their buildings. I mean, you got to know, the stories have just got to be heartbreaking of everyday Americans like you and me. You know, the people that we see at the coffee shops downtown when we can get together, or maybe we see them in passing, that just wish us well, that offer a smile and a hang in there, you know, kind of salutation. You know, what happens to them? You know, what happens to all these families that are involved in relying on these local businesses that have all been, you know, not all, but, you know, have been damaged, you know, and the people that work for them. And it's amazing. And I got to tell you, I think even the businessmen, I was watching a jeweler from Portland being interviewed here the other day, and he was very accommodating, very nice. I mean, very compassionate, but it's like, wait a minute, you know, I think there's a time and season and place for compassion, but there's also a time and place for knowing what it is you stand for and to call it out for what it is. But in this cancel culture and in this era that you have to be so careful and make sure you're using the right pronoun, that you don't, you don't offend anybody. I mean, come on, let's get over it here. I mean, you know, what has been, you know, the generation has been raised. I mean, it's to the point you can't even clap, which I think is quite interesting because I'm not seeing a lot of those around now, you know, that,
you know, that are so disturbed by any kind of noises, and they take objection to that. Well, what kind of noise are they objecting to now in Portland as the city's being burnt up and you got rioting taking place? You know, women being raped, people being abused, seniors being attacked. Man, this is disgusting. This is out of control, ladies and gentlemen. I know you agree with that. It's just beyond me that, you know, again, that people are taking offense and that somehow everyday normal people have got to tell the media to shut up. I mean, it's almost like, you know, where's the senator from Hawaii, Mazie, right? When she says, you know, you guys need to step down and just shut up. You know, maybe that's what we need. We need to hear Senator Mazie's voice to tell all these progressives and these people that are not any part of the solution but are part of the problem, just shut up, sit down, get out of the way. You know, we need to get our country back on track. We thought it was off track to a certain degree before, but now it's more than off track. It's out of control here. Fortunately, it's not every state in the union. These are just some of the communities that are being there, but it's all by a small minority. As we said yesterday, as we were talking with one of our guests, and I said, well, you know, maybe 10%, maybe less than 10%. He said, well, I think it's less than 1%. That could very well be the case. Less than 1%, whatever small minority, you know, even if you want to say, okay, all right, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say 5%. 5% of America is doing this. Really? And 95% of America is just letting it happen? We just think it's accepted because, like, what, oh, my goodness, you know, 5% or 2% of America is going to cancel us and invalidate us. Oh, really? So I'm going to wait to have my own identity and validation affirmed by this wild 2%. They could care less about our U.S. Constitution, care less about your fellow man. All they care about is destruction, as they said. You know, we're going to burn this thing down. If we don't get our way, we're going to burn this down. This is the attitude that's out there. There's no due process. There's no sitting down and reasoning together. I mean, we know what happened with George Floyd, and we all were ready, unified, black, whites, people of color, in between, you name it, all unified. And I'd say probably 98% of us there. This is disgusting. This cannot happen in a free America. It did happen, and we've got to deal with it. But dealing with it is not burning down cities for the sake of you think that what happened to George Floyd is a manifestation of the ruination of the American dream. It is not. It's human error, and it's much more than that. It's what's in the heart of human beings that needs to be acknowledged and addressed appropriately when it raises its ugly head. But you don't do this by burning down cities, and you don't do it by destroying the very thing that got us to this place. The U.S. Constitution. You know, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. You tell me what Marxists, you know, what their agenda. You think they're going to offer life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? You've got to be kidding me. So many other people in history have bought in to that narrative, thought, okay, yeah, we're irritated, we're upset, we don't like the status quo, so we're going to go along with the socialists and the Marxists, and look at them. You know, look at what's going on in Venezuela. They're eating out of the back of a trash truck. Is that what you want your kids to be doing, your grandkids? To go find your, well, I'm dad, you know, grandma, I'm hungry. Well, that's right. Well, the trash truck is going to be passing by here in about 10 minutes, and just run alongside with the rest of the kids and be careful. Don't get run over like the other kid did by the trash truck because they're moving down the road. But just grab and, you know, grab and run. Just grab dinner, whatever you can grab a hold of out of the back of the trash truck. Welcome to the world of socialism. That's what you want? I don't think so. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with with liberals about guns and win every time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm